All right, we're holding on. That profile of the base all the way at the bottom. A few lines up, actually, yeah. So we were in the middle of the sugya of Yerobam, and what it was that he had, that we were about to darshan is Vayiva Eitz HaMelech Vayas Shnei Egle Zahav, as a result of his fear of what would happen if he would come to Yerushalayim and he would either ignore, actually there's a little machlokas how to learn that, either ignore the Isser of sitting down in the Beis HaMikdash, and would sit down, even though he wasn't from Malchus Beis David, so then he would be Nechshav L'merid B'Malchus, because it's as if he was saying he was Melech B'Yerushalayim. The other end, if he didn't sit down, he wasn't Cheshish with the Yisr per se, but if he didn't sit down, so then he was worried about what he would look like. That's how the Marshal learns it. The Radak learns it the way most people usually take it, but which is that he wouldn't have sat down, and he felt that that way they would have viewed his Malchus, the Malchus Yisrael, as a Merid of the Malchus. Which really it was, it was Alpi Novi. So, but the truth is that the Marsha's pshat is much more mashma from the sugya, because I mean he said two separate things, and as he said that Gemire then Yeshiva Ba'azora Vekima de Chozulei Lirukov and Yosi Va'ana Kaimna. So then they would say I'm an Eved. That was his arrogance that I can't accept. Yasivna, but if I sit down, as I insist that I must do, so then I'll be Masha Mikamur and Bamalchus. This is much more Masha where he's from. In it. No, no, this, we're showing here that there was, at this point, there was already his arrogance that made the Chatzilah. That was afterwards when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tov Sov Big Dog and so on. Yeah. So, in any event, it says over there, Vayiva Eitz. So what he did was that immediately was Vayiva Eitz, Vayiva Eitz. That's what he asked in Eitz. I mean, who is he Mitzayitz with that would tell him that he should go? I mean, in Mitzmashba, he got the council, so to speak, to agree with him. So what does that mean? My Vayiva Eitz. So this is four lines up from the bottom. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda, Shehoshiv Rasha, he thought today what he did was is he stacked these councils with his men, who were Rishai. And then he would go in and he would say, I want you guys to sign, I need, this is an emergency, I need carte blanche to be able to deal with the ridiculous situation here. And I need, I can't go back for everything to get the Psak of Sanhedrin and so on. I want you guys to write that whatever I do, you're semich on, that it's okay. Yes, why not? I want to actually create a new Malchus. Lehin, yes, that's okay. Did you leave it open on purpose, Rich?
Yeah,
I think. So then he said, okay, so now when you sign, I mean, it means that you're with me all the way. Even if it means worshipping Avodah Zarah. So Amaleh Tzadik, Chas V'Shalom, are you crazy? Wait, I'm going to sign and worshipping Avodah Zarah. Amaleh Rosh Al Tzadik, so then his men would say, what are you, crazy? What the heck is the matter with you? A guy like Yerobam, I mean, he was the guy that gave Musar even to Shlomo HaMelech for a small thing. So you're chayshish that he's going to actually be able to have a Yerobam. Obviously, he wants to see whether you have any chashashas about him. That's all. So Ella Laminisinu the kaboy, he kabalito lememre. He wants to see if you're going to mekabel what he says. It's not. If he sees, if you tell him, no, I'm not going to sign on that, and so he takes that to mean, so you hold that I'm a Russia, you know, this is, so he just wants to see that you hold that he's okay. And the truth is, so in the end, everybody signs. And the craziest thing was that even Achia Hashiloni also signed. Rav Achia Hashiloni was, he was the Novi behind all of this anyway. So he was Ta'av and Chatam. How do we know that even Achia Hashiloni signed on this? The Yehu Tzidika Rabba Havi. Yehu was a tremendous tzaddik, and it says Beferish in the Torah, Yomer Hashem O Yehu Yan Asher Hativosa LaAsot HaYashar Beinai K'chol Asher Bilvavi Asid Alavet Achav B'nei Reveim Yeshu L'chal Kisei Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him four generations of Kisei Yisrael because he was Meitiv LaAsot HaYashar. And then it says V'Yehu Lo Shamar Lo Lekat Torah Hashem Lo Kei Yisrael B'chol Vavo Lo Sar Mi'al Chatzat Yiravam Asher Hachti Yisrael. He didn't turn aside, so he didn't make any tikkun for the chatos of Yerobam. How did such a thing happen? So my garmale. So Abaya says, Facebook. I mean, what happened over here is that he said something, even though he said it as a tactic, and obviously he didn't mean it. But we know that brit krutalis svatayin, if somebody says something, it makes an impact, and it can actually happen. So if a person pretends a particular thing, it turns into the story of his life. Shinemar, because when he was trying to get the Ovdei HaBaal to come out of the woodwork, so he says, Achav avad HaBaal ma'at, yehud yavdeno harbe, because all this was to destroy the Nevi'ei HaBaal. So that was it. Because he said those words, he ended up being nikshal in Chatzot Yeravam. Whereas Rava said, and this is the part that's important to us, Rava says, you know what swayed him to end up not being misak in Yeravam? He saw Chotmo shel Achiyah HaShiloni. He saw the shtar Achiyah HaShiloni had signed on. And it said that whatever Yeravam says goes, even to be Oved Aved Iskechovim. So, and I understand, Achiyah HaShiloni was the one that was the Navi that had met Yeravam in the first place, that had torn the 12 Kroyim, you know, to show that the Malkus was going to be split. So, I mean, if he writes this, the trap that he holds, that this is okay, so what am I, I'm gonna fight it. And I have a pshat that I think is mamish, the true pshat in what was going on over here with Yeravam. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. What's that mean? But Novi himself comes and tells you to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. You're not Makabel to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. What's that mean if he finds Chatzimato shel Achiyah HaShiloni on a shtar, Yeravam says, maybe he'll say, did somebody. I mean, how could anybody, a 10-year-old wouldn't make a mistake like that. Anybody knows that loch? Anybody read the Gemara? Why in the world would he follow the Chatzimah of Achiyah HaShiloni b'chlal? What was Yeravam? What were the people thinking? Was he, yes, it's a sign on Avodah Zarah. What was he thinking, Yeravam? What is a madman? I mean, he literally holds the Avodah Zarah. There's no question that in the entire story, we'll see later on. As a matter of fact, you know what? Maybe we'll even wait till we get to the sugya a little bit later on today, because then the whole thing, I think, becomes clear. Let's hold off a second on this and continue on. So we see that clearly there must have been a something that was behind all of this. And it says in the Pasuk as well, actually, the Gra takes out the word dichtiv. This is the different drasha, because it shouldn't say dichtiv at all. V'shachata seitim he'emiku, v'ani musar l'kulam. What does that mean? They went ahead to shecht, seitim. Seitim is a deviant. We use it today for deviants, and that's what it means in the Pasuk. No, seitim. We call Avodas Kechavim seitim. Because they're deviants. They're not perverts. The whole thing is crazy. So they went ahead now to be shochet for Avodas Kechavim. He'emiku, they went even deeper. V'ani musar l'kulam. And I am the Musar for all of them, which Lamaisa you can learn as a reference to that the Yeravam himself, this is the way some of the Mufarshim explained the passage of the Pasuk. I was the one who was Musar for all of them. I even went and told Shlomo HaMelech to his face what he was doing wrong. So therefore I was able to be Mamit, because nobody suspected me. If you learn that, then the Dichtiv works, you see. Because then that would be the whole shot. He is saying, this is my Sharbring. He is saying, Ani Musa l'chulam, and therefore everybody trusted me. So the Mela, I was capable of being Ma'amik Seitim, and it fits in with the sugya before. Okay, but the way the Gemara is darshing, the Pasuk has nothing to do really with specifically before. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying that they were Ma'amik the Shechita, those who were coming to be Shochet. So they ended up being Shochet to Seitim, which is a fantastic riot to the Rambam. Those who wanted to shecht for the Beis HaMikdash ended up taking their shechitas Avodas Kechavim. Why? Because he'emiku, meaning they, ani amarti kosher ein olah l'regel over basay. So I, HaKadosh Baruch, what did I say? It's a mitzvah to be olah l'regel. But they said, anybody who is olah l'regel is chayav misa. Okay, so I mean, then ein dover oimid d'fnei pikuach nefesh. I mean, so this is asay. So okay, obviously they're not gonna be meisur nefesh for mitzvah asay. So because they were more mamik than I was in being b'chay of them more for not going than I was for yes going, so memela they ended up turning to avodas kochanim. Ve'im amru kol l'regel yidaker becheres. So the question is, so what does it have to do with going and being Oved Seitim? If they were Ma'amik, what were they Ma'amik? Not to go to be Eilat Yerushalayim. No, okay, so don't go to be Eilat Yerushalayim. So the Mela, you have to go to Dan and Be'er to bring the Korban to Avodah Zarah. So Ma'amish is the book of the Rambam. But the Rambam learns that the drive So Avodas Kochavim needs to be utilized one way or the other. If you don't give it an outlet, so it ends up the Dafka going to Avodas Kochavim. That's how he explains the whole concept of Korbonus. That people have to bring Korbonus. Now the question is where they're going to bring it. No, everybody misunderstands the Rambam, but that's what they think he means. He doesn't mean concession. No, nothing like it. It's one of these typical modern inanities, misunderstanding the modern book. But he says to say you don't need a modern book. He says the same thing. He really ends up saying even worse in Mishnah Torah. Because there he says that was Avram Avinu. But Avram Avinu himself only was matir avodas Hashem because of the need for good public relations for the deres aboyim. So there would be no way that people could end up continuing to be avod Hashem if you don't give them some outlet. That's how they learn concessions. But the Rambam in the Myrna Bukhan explains very clearly what he means. So people misunderstand it. You know, there he says that humans are mammals and mammals have a certain psychological requirements for extended childhood. And so the Mela, that extended childhood, is what drives Ravid HaShemayim. And if it obviously is not saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along, found a world in which humans were mammals, and therefore decided to make concessions, for that, then that'd be a little foolish, right? So, in any event, but this is a beautiful raya to that whole approach. Vayi be'etahi, v'Rav'am yatsa mi'Yerushalayim, v'yimtzalto achia ha'shiloni ha'navi baderech, v'hu mitkaseh b'salma chadasha. That's a very strange thing. He's covering himself with a new clothing. I mean, where you just get out of the gap. I mean, what's happening over here? Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi. First of all, Be'etahi. What's that? What is Be'etahi? Is it special? I mean, what was it? 12-17-03. I mean, what exactly was Be'etahi when you didn't explain it at all? So that's Rabbi Yossi. The pshat is that the pasuk is telling you that there are times for things in the world. There's 18 mizumenet l'puranut. There are times in which things are mukhan for bad things to happen. Be'et pekudatam yovedu. Same thing. It says, at the time of their... When is that time? Tanim Shum Rabbi Yossi. Eight mizumenet l'puranut. Ve'eit ratzon initich. Tanim Shum Rabbi Yossi. Eight mizumenet l'tova. So there are itim. Biyom pokti upakarti aleihem chatatam. Tanim Shum Rabbi Yossi. This is a reference on here. So the Gemara is going around and around and zeroing in on our sugya here in Rabbi Yossi. Because this, of course, is a reference to the Hegel. So the Yom Pakti Upakarati Alehem, that, and now we're talking about Yerovam, who creates new Agolos, right? So that is an eight. Again, it's Mizumenet L'Puranut. And of course, this gets even closer with the next eight. Vahiba Eitahi Vayered Yehuda Mi Eitachav. So the Vayered Yehuda was the immediate aftermath of what caused initially the whole breakdown with Yerovam. And that was also an eight that was Mizumenet L'Puranut. In which case, when Rechavam goes to Shechem, because b'shchem inu adina, b'shchem machru et achavat Yosef, b'shchem nechlekah malchut beit David. So now we've got the Yehuda side, we've got the Mesiras Yosef side, we've got the Egel side. All of the elements that created Yeravam in the first place are all involved in Rav Yosef's drasha. The Yeravam yatsam Yerushalayim. Let's darshan the pasuk now word for word. So be'etahi was Yosef Yerushalayim. So Be'etahi, we understand. Yeravam Yatzam Yerushalayim means literally. Amar Rebbe Chanina, he left. She Yatzam Yitzpitkasha Yerushalayim. He was no longer part of the vision, the petek, the fate, the destiny of Yerushalayim. Vayimtzaoto achia hashilonia navi baderach v'hu mitkaseh b'salma chadasha u'shneihem levadam basadeh. So when you say b'salma chadasha, what does that mean? Amar Rebbe Nachman, it means b'salma chadasha, but it was no different than a completely new piece of clothing. Just like a salma chadasha, ein ba shum dofi. You don't find anything wrong in a brand new piece of clothing. It was perfect. Af torato shel Yeravam lo haya ba shum dofi. Yeravam's Torah was completely perfect. There was nothing that was missing. And dovaracha salma chadasha, shechitshu dvarim shelo shama ozen meolam. That they were there saying things that had never been heard in the world. And that's Pshat Shnehem Levadam B'Sadeh. The two of them were alone in the field. That means, this is what we would say today, these two are the only ones in the field. In other words, these are the leaders that nobody else can... It's like if the field only had those two people in it, they would be alone in the field, right? Well, literally, you'd see this today in a science magazine. Oh, so-and-so and so-and-so are the only two people in the field, basically. So that's what it means over here also. that kol tamidei chachamim domim l'fneihem kifeyas, that everybody else is like the weeds. You know, they're the only ones that were really in the field. The Ikari Amar, others say that pshat they're in the field, the shekol ta'amei Torah megulim lahem, all of the insides of Torah were just open for them, like a field is open. L'chein, titni shaluchim ha-moreshet gat, v'teach siv la'achzav l'malcha Yisrael. Of course, you'll notice the remez over here to Ksiv, which is what happened to Yehuda, because of Behu B'Ksiv B'Wedet Ota, which the Medrash compares to this pasuk. So that the meaning of in this context, Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Yatsa bat kov amar lahem, what kind of chutzpah following this Yerovam? L'chein tikni shluchim ha-moreshet gat? You are going to send away, as if it makes no difference to you, Misha haragat ha-plishtiv or rishetchem gat? You're going to turn aside from Malchus Beis David, who attacked and saved you from Golios, gave you over the Eretz HaPlishtim. I tell you, those of you who follow the Malchay Yisrael to be Mechazev against Beis David, so you disappoint them and you turn your backs on them, so I will give you over also to Achzev, people that are constantly full of kazav. We called them seitim before. So they're seitei kazav, is Rashi's lesson. Huh? It's phonies. Everything's phony. It's all phony. So you can... Yeah, that's exactly. It's all phoniness. You know, make their guarantees to you, and then they'll take you care of you later.
Om Rebbe Chanin. This was Yehuda, wasn't that about, I mean, that was the link to the birth of David, Mashiach.
That's right. And, but because since he did it through the way that he did it, that he went to Adulam becomes Adam Malkam of Hiram, and he was in Achziv, so the remez is that the Beis HaMikdash ended up because of that being built with kochot of Nochrim that were involved, because Hiram, not of Surah, it was Hiram, and he went into business with him, and that was Ad Adulam, that's what it says in the Torah, right, in the Navi. Ad Adulam. We'll go all the way until Adulam. You know, that's where he went, Yehuda. That's what's going to happen to Malchus Beis Yehuda, you see. So we see all of those elements relating to the Maisim that end up destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Omer Rebbe Chanina bar Papa, Kol ha-ne'ene min ha-olam ha-zeh b'lo b'racha, ki ilu gozel ha-kadosh baruch hu u-kneset Yisrael, shenema gozel aviv v'imo. Omer in Persha, chaver hu le'ish mashchit. So what's that? How can somebody steal aviv v'imo? Gozel Aviv Imo is the pshat that Gozel Aviv in Aviv Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Shema Halohu Aviv Hakanech Ein Imo Ela Knesset Yisrael Shema Shema Bni Musar Aviv Ela Kitosh Torah Timecha. So the only way that you could steal from Hakadosh Baruch Hu is by not giving him the bracha that was the only thing he was looking for from you, right? So you don't give him that bracha, so you're stealing from him. People misunderstand this to mean if you're nene from Olam Hazeh below bracha, so you're stealing from him the thing that you're nene from. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that you're stealing that which you could give him. You can give him the bracha. So, chaver olish bashchit, who's ish bashchit? He becomes now a chaver to Yerovam ben Nevat. Because in not producing what can be produced, it's the same as Yerovam ben Nevat, shehi shchit Yisrael aviyam shvashmai. If you don't allow production, you end up being mashchit. Vayidach Yeravam et Yisrael niachrei Hashem vehechetiyam chata'a gedola. This is a pshat. In the pasuk, you see it's an ongoing process. Vayidach vehechetiyam. He keeps pushing. Omer Rebbe Chanin kishtei maklot ametizot zo. It's like a kid that's playing, and he's got like a stick, and he's hitting with another stick, he's knocking it down an alley, keeps hitting the stick a little further. That's what he was doing. And he starts off with his little tricks, and gradually it becomes major pressure against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The day Zahav, which we say, Moshe Rabbeinu refers to the eagle as he's about to open Sefer Dvorim. So he talks about day Zahav. What is it that caused the eagle? Day Zahav. Too much money. So b'shvil kesef Zahav, shishpat alehem li Yisrael. Ad sheyomru, dai. They had so much that I could live just for this. Goram lehem la'asot lehem alehi Zahav. I'll give you a marshal. You don't have a lion roaring and having a ball by giving him a nice trough full of straw to eat. So you turn these guys on and you make them all red-blooded Jews, and what do? They search for a good place to use it. So they go to the Egel. Ad Yerav, Ayu Yisrael Yon Kimi Egel Achad. Nikan ve'elach mishnayim v'shlosha agalim. Up until then, they only had the one egel they had to worry about. Now they got the other two plus the third one from the midbar. Now the egel arishon also, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ein lecha kol pranut u'pranut sheba'al olam she'ein ba'yachad mi'atzrim v'yarba ba'achrei litra shel egel arishon. There's always something of the hashpah of the original egel in anything that happens that is pranut for Yisrael. Shneimah, at least 1/24th of what it takes to be makriya, the scale, and we had the whole discussion of Baba Basra, the different sheetahs, what is the achreya litra. But whatever it takes to push down one side of the scale, that it should be a fair trade, that the chenveni gives, 1/24th of that, that's the amount that you'll find in what happens to you. And of course, this is in terms of binim, is always the scale is always the vision of the achreya hadin. Shneimah, v'yom poktiu pokarati aleihem chatatam. Rebbe Chanina speaking at 24. I mean, it took 24 generations until this pekida took place. Because it's li'achar esrim v'arba'a dorot nigba pasuk. This pasuk was collected because it says beyond pokti u'pakarati. That din of pakarati we find in the nevias of the destruction of Yerushalayim. Vayikro ba'aznai kol gadol le'mor kirvu pikdot ha'ir. This is also the pekida. V'ish klei mashchito biyados. So the Malachim had their klei mashchit to destroy Yerushalayim. Loshon of pekida. What's the pekida from the beyond pokti u'pakarati? Now it took 24 generations from the time of the Maitha Egel. If you count in terms of generations, which is counting from Nachshon ben Aminadab, and that is easy to count because it's all mishpachas Yehuda one after the other, and we have Rus that tells us how you get from Nachshon through David, and so we can simply go straight on through the line in the locker. You have 24 dorot until the Churban. Of course, you have to recognize that you have more than 24 kings, because sometimes you have two kings of the same generation in the dorot. Sometimes you have Tzidkiyo and Yoyachin, or you have Yoyachim earlier, and Yoyachas. So, all right, fine. But including all of that, you have 24 generations, although you have more than that in kings. So it took 24 generations until the city got its pekida. Hachar hadavar hazeh lo shav yirava midar koharaan. It's mashmur. It was something there that should have gotten. I don't know. So here is the pasuk that I was referring to earlier. Hachar hadavar hazeh lo shav yirava midar koharaan. My acher. After what? It doesn't say after. It just says after this. Omre Baba, achar shetafso hakadosh baruch hu yiravam bebigdot. God grabs Yeravam by his clothes. Omer lo, chazor becha v'ani v'ata u'ben Yishai n'tayel b'gan Eden. If you do teshuva, the three of us, me, you, and Ben Yishai, we can walk together in Gan Eden. I'm telling you, it's a great opportunity. I'm going to make you a star. And you just come with me, everything will be fine. So Yeravam says, well, mi barosh. Who's going to work far? Who's going to be out in front? He says, Ben Yishai barosh. Yeah, Yaki Lobi, I'm not interested. No way. This is rather dramatic. Some say, by the way, this is a very nice pshat, I think it's Yen Yaakov, if I'm not mistaken. The big, though, is a reference back to the Salma Chadosha. So the Biskus, the Torah, that was his beged, that was the Sakhadar Bog, who said, with this kind of Torah, we can make over the world. Now, and not only that, if you take a look, before he asked to Mibarosh, it says, Ani v'yata'u ben Yishai. I mean, Mishtama Kadosh Baruch Hu is bedaktik with Dvorov. I mean, what do you have to say, Mi Barosh? It says already, Mi Barosh. Ani v'atah ben Yishai. It's Ben Yishai afterwards. But some learning only changed that after it says, Mi Barosh. We can ask Mi Barosh. You talk, you don't deserve to be Barosh. But the other question is, what is going on over here? I mean, the whole picture of Yeravam turns out to be such a very strange. I mean, somebody who was Salma Chadasha, and who Achi Ashiloni appoints, he's able to fool the whole Sanhedrin. And then to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not interested if Ben Yishai is going to be Barosh. I mean, whatever you say about Midas and so on, there's got to be the rationale behind this thing. Well, what in the world is the rationale of the Gadol Hador to do this kind of thing? This is outrageous. And I think the pshat is like this. Lamaisa, we know that the Egel was the equivalent of the Mishkan, right? And the Beis HaMikdash is the Egel in different terms, as the Kuzri explains. Truth is, it's clear from the Navi. The Navi substitutes the Kruvim for the Shor in the Merkava, right? So the Merkava originally has four faces. One of them is a Shor. The next time we meet the Merkava, it doesn't have a Shor anymore. Pnei Achat ki Pnei Kruv. Where did the Shor go? And it says that because the Navi was mispalel, how can you have a shor? It'll remind you of the Egel. You don't want the shor, and the Merkav will replace it with the Kruv. So obviously the Kruvim and the Agolim are the same thing because they're interchangeable. So that means that the Beis Hamikdash Lamaisa was the Egel, but as the Kuzri explains, the only difference was that you can't do that on your own. If you try to do it on your own, then it becomes a self-projection, so then it's awesome. So the Tzivui, the Egel, took all of that and incorporated it with all of the same issues. It was gold, it was children, the whole idea of the Egel, and put it into the Mishkan. Now, Ramaisa, Yeravim held that the whole approach of Malchus Beis David, Shlomo, the way that Shlomo was carrying on, and the way that David was carrying on, in his opinion, both of them had things that Yeravim didn't like very much. It's clear that many people didn't like what was going on with David and Shlomo. I mean, there was obviously, you read Sefer Tehillim, there was obviously a tremendous amount of bikoret, religious bikoret, against David and Shlomo. And so they represented a mode of frumkeit that he didn't hold of very much, Yeravim. And so he felt that Lamaisa people's relationship to the Beis Hamikdash is ultimately simply worship of the ego, like today people go to the Kotel. It's basically an ego. Right? No, seriously, I mean, that's what it is. You go there in order to have an image in your mind of God or something. You know, you kiss the stones, you bow down to them, whatever, and that's the... It's so much that it's even part of the tzivui as mikdashai tirov ishav shosai tishmoru ma shabbos iyata yorim an shabbos elabimisha tzivah an shabbos. So to the Beis Hamikdash, very careful not to make the Beis Hamikdash a symbol of yira at yorim an mitzvah la mikdash on the mikdash. So the whole idea to him anyway, even conceptually, he was against the way that people were looking at the Beis Hamikdash and felt that they had taken it as part of the symbolism of Malchus Beis Yehuda, which was all symbolism and that didn't have any content. So it became like a religious thing with the Avodah Zarah elements attached to it. So he held that the only way to ever get this out of people, so look, what do you need a Beis Hamikdash for? You want the ego? I'll give you an ego. I understand what the difference is. Anyway, it's the same thing. And this he told them, this is what I want to do. I'm going to go that far. I mean, obviously, we'll stop it before it goes too far, but to show the idiots that they're out of their mind. So you're willing to sign that I can take any drastic measures that are necessary to uproot this thing, because otherwise it's going to end up, you're going to end up a bunch of Christians in the end instead of Jews. So they signed. And this, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, we can all go together. The same thing. It's just like, I mean, Lamaita, if you were to ask a Gadol HaTorah, come with me, and you and Rav Kook and me will go together. So who's going to walk first? Rav Kook will walk first? I'm not interested. Why not? Because, what do you mean? I mean, that's not the right derech. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is willing. The Pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nebuch is stuck. He has his people, and he has to follow, so you'll follow the ones that this is the way people are. I'm willing to be Meiser Nefesh, to stand for what's right in the world. And fine, I'll give you a different place in the world. You can go with Rav Kook over there, you can come with me over here. And it's Mamish, that type of thing, in which if we have to make compromises, I don't want to be part of the compromise. So if it's going to be Beth David who's going to represent to you what Klal Yisrael achieves in the world, I don't want to be part of it.
Isn't what we saw earlier where it's better that we're all doing the wrong thing together, better than...
You mean the Gemara, that it's better to make a toes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nochinami. I mean, certainly in the end, that's why we call him that. He was Riva Machlokas B'Yisrael. The tear itself could be as more damaging. This was Bechlal, always the question of how far do you allow things to go without rebelling against them, just for the sake of unity. I say he held that this was so destructive that it needed to be stopped.
No, I don't think
he saw it as a bribe. He saw it as a bribe for unity, but not as a bribe for... In other words, if you give in and just be like everybody else, so you'll also be Zeich and Pitkash and Yerushalayim. No good, so it won't be as good as you could have it. You won't have your Salma Chadasha. You won't have, but you'll also, you'll have something. So he says, look, if you want to include David in that, if you want to offer to David that you'll look at Me'asharim also as Jews, fine, I'm willing to include them as Jews. They can also be Jews. But if you're going to say, this is what it means to be Jewish, you're going to include me in that, I'm not interested. See? So it makes a great deal of sense on that level. Because then you're standing for your belief. You believe that God also doesn't want it. But that this isn't like Chizkiah had before. If this is the way that the Besdin passes, what am I going to do? You need to have Kesher Rishayim in order to get out of that. So he's Meiser Nefesh, and he says, look, you know, hopefully we'll succeed in building an alternative. So you don't have to come to me with Ben Yishai. I mean, that's a crazy way to run a world.
I have to another fact to leave the Mitzvah Sharon thing. If there's a unity government,
You want to base a Mitzvah, go to the mall. What difference does it make? I understand. You need a religion. You want a religion? Here, I'll make it more convenient. You have one in Don, you have one in Beersheba. You can go there, what I have to schlep to Yerushalayim for. And I'll prove it. You home. What? Fine. You know what? I'll tell you what. Don't go to Yerushalayim. Chas v'shalom, I should say, the other about Israel. Don't go to Yerushalayim. I'll give you an alternative. All of a sudden, everybody turns to the alternative. Now, what does that say? I said, the most powerful message imaginable. What are you going to be worshipping about Israel? What are you insane? Because you couldn't go to Yerushalayim. So what does that tell you about why you were going to Yerushalayim? It's a beautiful, beautiful man. And in an emergency like this, you know, what else are you going to do?
And another opportunity to carry through to when it's going to stay, and like, you could just say it's further, but what is the new one?
Well, that's not this. We're talking about different people. Good. Anyway, I think it's a very serious. I mean, you can suddenly become very sympathetic. Oh yes, totally on his side. I don't know. That's a big question. Where precisely is he wrong? But the bottom line always speaks louder than the rationale. I mean, that's it. It didn't work. He destroyed the Kol Yisrael. He ended up bringing a Kol. It didn't work. And it's all very nice to think of these things in terms of the drama of it. Certainly a Weinberg trait, you know. But it doesn't mean that that's the practical way to go about doing it. So it's kiddai to go through whatever, a couple thousand years of Golas with this type of psychology, and ultimately to find a teacher. I mean, sometimes these dramatic tikkunim don't work. Rabbi Avu, Avirotada, Avikadonish B'Shlosha Malachim. Rabbi Avu used to always darshan this Mishnah. Yeah, what's the, like we just did. Why is he called Yerubim? Why is he called Akram? What did he do? And so on. And he got very ill, Cholash. And he felt that maybe he was overdoing it a little bit, talking about these malachim and so on. So, he was makabel on himself, Delo Dorish. Okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. Like, I don't want to get sick. Now, Kivan de Yitfak, he got better. He immediately goes back and starts darshaning weiter, right? So, Halakha Dorish. Amr says, Talmidim said, I don't get it. You made this, you said you're not going to be Dorish anymore if you get better, and then you got better. How'd you do that? So he said, well, I mean, they also made lots of promises. They never did what they said they were going to do. Then did they do the Juvah? And yeah, no. So why should I do the Juvah? You knew me, Hadrubu, Dana, Hadrubu. He said, I don't have to be better than them. So, okay, I mean, you know, I didn't do the Juvah. You know, it's a beautiful way of bringing out the Gama of the Malacha. Bei Ravashi, Uki Ashloshim Malacha, in the Beis Medrash, by Ravashi, they were holding by this Sugya. And he told them, tomorrow we'll start now. As they had gotten up to Daf Kufalim, they said, okay, tomorrow we'll start the Sugya of the Shloshim Malachim, and we'll start talking about our friends. The reason he called them the friend, he wanted to bring out, you know, don't think that these guys are one of us. These are Talmidei Chachamim we're talking about. And, you know, if it can happen to them, it can happen to us. So, we'll start talking about our friends tomorrow. Anyway, that night, Asa Menashe Schadi Lebechalma, Menashe comes to him in a dream. He says, ah, chutzpah, a friend. A friend, your friend? Ooh, your father's friend? Tell me something. I'll ask you a little, we'll give you a little vachina. Mecha bois lemishra hamotzi. Where do you start cutting the challah when you make your bracha of hamotzi? Omar lei, so he says, gee, lo yadana, I don't really know. Omar lei, ah, you don't really know. Mecha bois lemishra hamotzi bo gamir. You still haven't learned how to cut your challah on Shabbos, but I'm your friend. You call me a friend. You're a total jerk. How can you call me a friend? I'll tell you what. You teach it to me. Tomorrow in the drasha, I'm going to say it over in your name, and you will be the Rev. So he told me, it's the place, says the place where it turns, where you get the brown, you know, coating, where it cooks first. I mean, needs mamish the crust. Where it starts browning first. You know, I mean, it's a beautiful pshat, and it's a tzaddik about this. You know, he says the pshat is like this. I mean, this seems to be a funny thing to ask, the Menashe is asking. Because, why is he asking this? What does it have to do with the sugya? The pshat is that clearly the nature of bracha is always to be megala b'shoresh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hatava. That's how you can be mevorechet. So, normally you view somebody who's Oved Avodah Zorah is that he's lost his sensitivity to the unity of where things come from. He doesn't look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Shoresh of Teva. This is fine. So you tell me, where do you cut the piece of bread from? What's not Kamina? Where do you cut the piece of bread? Sure, it's a not Kamina. Because you have to determine where is there the most connection that you have in terms of HaKadosh Teva, in terms of the Boker, in which that bread becomes connected to you, that is ready to be bread. Right? So, obviously the Sivora anyway makes sense. This is a good side point. Very beautiful shot. The svara anyway makes sense. I mean, so why couldn't he say mitzad ha-svara? If that's the issue, then that's what I'm going to be mevarech on. Because since the element over here is bracha, it doesn't help to say mitzad ha-svara. It only helps to say it in terms of your consciousness of the thing, because that's the whole point of the bracha. I can't say that I'm conscious of something if I'm not. I can say mitzad ha-svara, somebody who would be aware of such a thing would do that, but that's not enough to be koveya as taira. Taira only is kavua as somebody who really senses it. You don't say things intellectually and make it part of Torah. Intellectual has no part of Torah. So Memela, he wasn't able to pass the Naloch. The one who first expresses an idea and becomes known by his name is only someone who has uncovered it and understood it fully. So you find very many times there's discoveries that were made in centuries before they become part of things, and it's not called on that person's name. It becomes the person who really was megalad in the sense that the world now knows about it. And that's the only one that is shyest to being the opener of the idea. And then it becomes not just public knowledge, but public awareness. So he said, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll show you that I have a deeper awareness of the Achdus Hashem than you have. You know where to cut the most? You don't know where to cut it. A simple thing like that. You don't know. That's nageya every day, or certainly every Shabbat. You don't know it. And you call me a friend because I worship Avodah Zarah. So obviously, I know more about Yichud Hashem than you know. So, that's right, exactly. Yeah. That's Rapsodic shot. Anyway, so he says, if you understand so much, so my time of Kopachitulavarakhavim, why did you worship Avodah Zarah? Omar Lay, so Menashe says to him, listen here, little boy. You would have picked up your little pants in order to run faster so you could get to Avodah Zarah quicker. What do you know about Avodah Zarah? They were Mavatal the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah. You would have no sense of what the drive was to Avodah Zarah. So Lamachar, Amarlo, Rabbanan, the next day when he gets ready to start the Shir, he says, Niftach Bravusa, let's start talking about our Rabbeim, Menashe and Achav, our Rabbeim. So, because now having learned from them, you have to treat them with a little bit more dignity. So this is Yerovam. Now the next one in line over here is Achav. Why is it called Achav? Achav is Ach LaShamayim, Ach in the sense of Achashverosh, Ach lay my head, right? Shama Ach LaRosh. So he was a mucker of Ra LaShamayim, and he was an Av LaAvodas Kochavim, was a patron of Avodas Kochavim, or as we'll see, the Gemara is using it as a lover of Avodas Kochavim. Ach l'shamayim dechtiv, ach litzarai valeit, av l'avotachokavim dechtiv kirachim av albanim. So you see that love and care is a function of avhut. So av, he was the one that actually was mitapeach of that kochavim. Vayi ha-nekal lechto bechatat Yerovam ben Nevat. It was the smallest thing that he did, that he followed Yerovam ben Nevat. Amar Rav Yochanan kalu chasah achav, kechamuro chasah Yerovam, the smallest aveiros of Achav were the worst that Yerovam had ever done. So why then does it call the chet katat Yeravan? I mean, he seems to be a nice mocker of chet on his own. How come only Yeravan is zeichet to this? Since he's the sheresh of it, he's the beginning of it, it follows him. The fact that people later can outdo you doesn't mean that you're not the mocker of it, which is true in both directions, which we saw by Menashe too. In other words, this, by the way, also is interesting, not related to the sugya, but there's another Rapsodic that says the same thing, that later generations have a deeper understanding than prior generations of the Torah. But that's because it was already Nizgala Lahem, so the Tchila Tarkako is the Tchila The same way there was a tchila of the gilui, even though individually people are much smaller in terms of their total humanity, but their awareness grows and grows in terms of the Torah that's available to them. So therefore, here too, he was tchila kakala. Gam mizbechotam ki galim al talmei sadai. The number of mizbechot that they had to mizbeach is like the number of furrows you've got in the fields, which means Omer Yochanan Elokah Kol Telav Vetelam Beretz Yisrael Shohemira Levachav Averis Kachovim Shtachav Alo. Achav went to be Makadosh the whole Eretz Yisrael with Averis Kachovim. Any place he saw anywhere that hadn't been worshipped, he put an Averis Kachovim on it, to bow to it. At least once, it should be holy. Uminol and Osi Lahamad Osi. How do we know he doesn't come to Elam Haba? So I will wipe out the Akav Mashtin Bekir. He uses a number of different Chokim. I mean, here we use it in the terms of Talmud Chokim. Talmud Chokim is a Mashtin Bekir in the sense of someone who puts elements of Torah, is Meshit. Lashon Hashtana is to be Meshit, to be Koveya, Bekirot Livavo. The Parshat Mashtin Bekir is a urinator on a wall, which is a male who would urinate against a wall, or a dog.
The dog.
So there's three levels there. The Atsur V'Azuv V'Yisrael. So what's called Atsur V'Azuv? Atsur Ba'olam Hazeh. Azuv would be La'olam Haba. So there would be no saving of him in Olam Haba. Omri B'Yochanan, Mipnei Mazacha Omri L'Malchut. What was it that allowed Omri to have the Malchut? When they show Sif Kerach Echad Eretz Yisrael. Because he added one hitnachalut to Eretz Yisrael. Shemar v'yiken et ahar shomron mi'et shemer v'chikrayim kesev v'yiven et ahar v'yikrat shem ayir shomana shem shemer. It wasn't shomron. So b'netzchus adoni ahar shomron and netzchus he was allowed to remain a melech. Amr Reb Yochanan neimad zaka achav l'malchut 22 shana b'mi shekibed et haTorah shenitna b'22 otiyot. Since he was Bechabe de Terah, which is the Gilui of all of the 22 Eisyas in all of their Terechas, so he was over the 22 years of Malchus. Where was he, Bechabe de Terah? Shenemar, Ben Hadad sent a message that he was going to. Ben Hadad was so much more powerful than Yisrael that it would be like denying Bush, you know. So he sent a message, Vayishlach Malachim Alachad Malach Yisrael. In those days, the messages weren't done with UNs, and weren't couched in diplomatic language, and so on. And he sent him a message, Vayomelo Kulamar Ben Hadad. Listen, I'm going to make you a deal you can't refuse. Kaspecha v'zavcha lihu. First of all your gold and silver is mine. Nashecho v'anecha tovim. Your wives, your kids, they're mine. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Kim keit machar shlachet avdi alech. I'm going to send a little squad of investigators. They'll go through all of your fakachim, just to see what you've got and where you're hiding your stuff. Anything that you love, they're going to take. Now, what do you say about that deal? And Achav says to the malachim, Imru l'Adoni HaMelech, tell my master Ben Hadad, the first thing, you want to take my wife, my kids, my money, that you can do. But Adavah Azev, it's the last thing that you said, that you're going to take Mahamad Einai, Lo Chalasot. I'm sorry, I can't accept that. So my Mahamad Einecha, and it's got to be the Sefer Torah. So I'll take the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, I'm not letting you take. How do you know? I mean, maybe Mahamad Einav is Avodah Zorah. Maybe he's so in love with Avodah Zorah. No. No Sakadaita. The people and the Nezkenim tell him, Al Tishma V'Al Tovelo, don't listen to Ben Hadad. So if everybody tells him, don't listen to Ben Hadad, well, why would they tell him that if it's Avodah Zarah? Go, concentrate, give me Avodah Zarah. What do you mean, maybe? Maybe the Zakenim don't mean Zakenim. Maybe the Zakenim mean Rishoyim, which we find such a lashon. Dioma Sabi de Bahata. Maybe these are Rishoyim, like we find Be'av Shalom. He also has his opinion. And they were on his side to do Ra. Miloksi Vayishara Davar Bene Avshalom Ubeine Ko Ziknei Yisrael. And they were doing the wrong thing. So the fact that the Ziknei Yisrael agree with you means that it's good. Maybe these are Rishayim. The Yom Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Sab Ziknei Yisrael refers to Sabi the Bahata, evil Zikanim. Yeah, but Hasam Loksi Vakola'am. There's a big difference. I mean, if everybody agrees, We know that there were tzaddikim there, because it says, Yevshad la'aviv on tzaddikim, because it says, V'yishaharti b'Yisrael, shivat alafim kol abirkayim asher lo karu l'baal, v'chol apeh asher lo nashaklo. So there were people who were both senefesh, not to be nechshon avedis kachamim. How did everybody agree that, tell him, no way we're going to give you an avedis zara? That's crazy. So it's got to be that machamadeinav indeed means the sefer Torah. And he was willing to risk war with Ben-Hadad, because Ben-Hadad said, I'll take the Sefer Torah too. Omer Reb Nachman, Achav Shakulaya. Actually, Achav was a Beinoni. And I'll prove it to you, because if Achav is really a Rasha, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to be Don Achav with this little trick to get someone to be Mefate Achav, to go to Rabot Gilad and so on? It's Chayav Nisa, but what's the problem? This is killing. Obviously, he's not Chayav Nisa, he's only a Beinoni. So therefore, it's difficult to find a way in which we're going to get this guy. This is crazy. What do you mean Achav is a Beinoni? She used to weigh out shkolim bravadis kochavim every day. And this guy's a Beinoni? Atamik shokula, yeah, what kind of Beinoni? The point over here is that he had a schus that was mamin him keneged the din that he was chayev. Doesn't mean that he was a Beinoni. And what was that? Ela achav vatran bimomonoaya. He was very easy on the largesse. And he would give support for yeshivas. Since he was ma'anot tamidei chachamim, so that was mechaper on half of his avodas. So then it put him into a matzav that he was the equivalent of a beinoni. Remember we had this before, the Ruach Shem Nevot was saying over the false Nevi'ahs, and the only way they figured out, Yehoshaphat said they're all saying the same words. Something's very strange. So my Ruach, Om Rav Yochanan Rucho, Shem Nevot HaYisraeli. So why does that say, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him, say, what's it say? Om Rav Yochanan, yeah, say Mimechitzati, get out of here, go do it, but I don't want to see you again. Shekein Kitiv, Dover Shkarim, Lo Yikon LaNeged Einai. I don't want to see a liar, but don't come back here. People say, there's a nice saying about this, Depora Kine, somebody who takes the revenge that he's been nursing in his heart, Machrib Besa, he may get his revenge, but he destroys himself in the process of getting his revenge, the Count of Monte Cristo, right? He has to be omed on the fact that, no, you don't take the revenge. So here, okay, so Nevot went out and got his revenge against Achav. But Lamaisa ended up being nitchel in mechitzato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayas achav et ha'ashira, vayosef achav lasot, lachis et Hashem Elokei Yisrael mikol malchei Yisrael asher hayu lefanav. So he was worse than anybody former of Yochanan. Shekatav al daltot shomron, he would go around scribbling graffiti. Achav kafar b'lo Yisrael, afichachem lo chelak b'lo Yisrael. Wherever you look, you have this little graffiti there. And we say, "Va'ivakesh etachazio va'yokadeo v'mitchabe b'shomron." What was going on over there? Reb Levi, well, he used to go around, find, you know, get into all the shuls, take out the Sefer Torah, rip out the shameless of Hashem, and stick in the name of the Baal instead, wherever it says, right? So, kodera askarot v'kotev avodat kochavim tachtehem. And why is Menashe called Menashe? Shenashaya. He forgot all about God. So, v'racher Menashe shehim shias Yisrael adiyam shvashemayim. He made them forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we know he doesn't come to Olam Haba? So it makes now a hekesh of Akav and Menashe. Ma Akav ain't no chelek l'Olam Haba. Af Menashe ain't no chelek l'Olam Haba.